Hello and welcome to Daily Information's weekly podcast.
My name's Susie Cogan.
And I'm Miranda Rose.
And what are we going to be talking about this week,
Miranda? Well, this week it's very exciting because we've got not only Easter weekend, but also the Oxford Jazz Festival going on. So there's an awful lot of things happening.
So yeah, Easter, definitely very important festival for Christians.
I think, yeah, it's the biggest event in the Christian calendar, as I understand. And obviously, every church in Oxford is going to have something special going on this weekend. And for one example, we've got the Oxford University Church of St. Mary the Virgin is going to have a public enactment of the Stations of the Cross on Good Friday at noon, followed by poetry for the Passion read by younger members of the congregation at 1. And at 1:30, there's music for the Passion sung by the University Church Choir, and that's followed by a liturgy for Good Friday. And their Eucharist for Easter Sunday starts at 10:30 a.m.
Lovely, so very full programme.
Very full programme, yeah.
And, well, I've been looking at the less serious side of Easter. I was thinking that we could offer people an Easter charity quiz night. So certainly, you know, still following Christian sentiments and, again, doing a little something for charity. This is in aid of Oxfordshire Mind, so that's for mental health. This is described as a fun quiz for all levels of brain power, which would be brilliant, allowing teams of up to six people, and that is happening at the Punter Pub, which is 7 South Street, Osney Island.
That sounds great. Is it free or is there a charge to get in?
It's £3 per person, which is what's going to be going to charity.
That's reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's 7 p.m.
Marvellous.
The other alternative, this is on Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th, we have the Great Easter Egg Challenge at Blenheim Palace.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yes, I think it does, and energetic as well. This will involve following trails of clues around the pleasure gardens to win your prize.
We don't know what the prize is, do we?
No.
So, the surprise prize.
Something very festive and easterly and maybe even chocolate-based, I couldn't tell you.
That's
and that's taking place, so yes, at Blenheim Palace from 10 till 4:30. And admission is £11.50 per adult and £6 for a child.
Leading on to from the chocolate theme, is there anything else that one can do food-wise in Oxford this weekend?
There certainly is. Friday the 6th to Monday the 9th, every day, we have Fogg's Street Food Festival.
Street Food Festival?
Yes, indeed. This is a cornucopia of street food traders and will include kids' entertainment. And, you know, it's a wonderful festival for Easter.
Where's that going to be?
It's Gloucester Green. And it's going to be from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. and entry is free.
And Gloucester Green's between Beaumont Street, George Street and Walton Street, isn't it? It's that little kind of bit where the buses come.
That's the one.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that sounds good. Well, it's Easter. And that means...
That means chocolate.
Oh, of course.
Indeed it does.
I knew there was something like that.
You never forgot. Last week we focused on some of the things you might want to do to keep your kids out of trouble during the school holidays. We figured they're probably pretty tired after all that running about.
You've got to hope, haven't you? Really?
Well, yes. Sometimes they don't tire so easily. anyway, pretty tired, just enough to get them to sit quietly through a family dinner on Easter Sunday. By which time, I think, it's surely time to perk them up a little, and yourself, with a colossal hit of sugar. In the form of an Easter egg or some cocoa-based goodies. And we have some suggestions as to where you might go looking for those.
Excellent. Where would you start?
Well, assuming you're starting centrally, we've got Chocology in the Covered Market, and they have their own delicious brand of chocolates, and they also specialise in Leonidas.
Oh, I know Leonidas. They're lovely.
They're favourite of
little packets. Yeah, they're good.
You can get those in pre-packed box, or you can pick and mix your own.
I used to have a boyfriend who'd bring me Leonidas.
No, what happened to him?
I let him get away. It's always the way, isn't it?
That's it, too busy eating the chocolate.
Yeah, maybe that's why... No, anyway.
Well, we'll leave that one. Anyway, Chocology, at the moment, offering their usual range and also lots of Easter-themed edibles like eggs and bunnies in stock this week.
I like those lint bunnies, you know, the gold-wrapped ones, the little bells, and you always get them this time of year.
Do you think so? I find them a little bit sinister.
Yeah, but that's probably why I like them. Anyway, say I'm not central, where else could I go in Oxford?
Well, in Headington, we have the absolutely delectable Cocoa Noir.
Oh,
they have a range of chocolates handmade in Brussels by one of the two partners who run the business.
Wow.
And they've got a wide range of other chocolates delivered at regular intervals from Belgium.
Mm.
Their ganache variety, 68% cocoa, comes very highly recommended. Now, I was on the phone to them today, and they've described a mouth-watering array, which includes chocolate quails eggs.
Chocolate quails eggs!
And half-shell eggs filled with champagne truffles, which sounds absolutely gorgeous.
I think that sounds marvellous. Mm. Where are my quails eggs?
Well, if you're a good girl tomorrow, we'll see what we can manage.
Yeah.
Finally, we've got Il Principe, the Italian deli on the Cowley Road. And they, I've been walking past, they've got a window display of fantastically colourful cellophane wrapped chocolate
eggs. They're really pretty, aren't
they? They're gorgeous,
they?
And they're,
yeah.
they're huge as well. Not that that is anything to do with of why course, I find
course.
Them so appealing.
Of course, no,
no, yeah. And we'd also suggest giving the new St Clement's Patisserie, Chateau Gâteau, a try if you fancy something a little different. They've got a range of pastries and apparently they're very, very proud of their macaroons.
Oh, there's nothing like a good macaroon.
Well, no, that's
especially if it's dipped in chocolate.
Yes. And also, remember, chocolate is not just for celebrating the resurrection. It can be consumed all year round by people of any or no religious persuasion with equal enjoyment.
You're so right.
I am.
And having stuffed oneself with chocolate, one could always sit for hours and hours in front of a gorgeous film.
Indeed,
and not
say.
Bother to work it off at all, which Are is personally my plan.
So did you... Is there some film that you're thinking of at the moment?
Well, there is indeed. We actually have an opportunity, which doesn't come all that often, to watch on the big screen this weekend, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Now, a very classic.
It is. I think it's a kind of pinnacle of the cinematic art, because it's before everything got all sort of jazzed up with special effects and so on, and while acting was still important, while the script was still important. But while there was enough artistry available to directors and editors to do things like that, there's this fantastic shot of a buzzard just going through the sky, and it's not actually built into the script at all. I think they just saw it on location, caught the buzzard, and just shoved it in as a little kind of undertone to what else was going on in the film. It's full of lovely things like that, and of course it's got Robert Redford looking gorgeous and Paul Newman wisecracking and being gorgeous, and it's a lovely film. I love that film.
I got that. I'm ashamed to say that the artistry that you described pretty much passed me by when I saw it. I thought it was beautiful, and you know, I thought it was great fun. I did love it.
I have seen it many dozen times, so to be fair,
you know. I'm sure you have.
Anyway, you can see that on the big screen at the Ultimate Picture Palace in East Oxford on Sunday the 8th of April at 4:30 p.m. or on Monday the 9th of April at 6:15 p.m. And I'm definitely going to one or the other of those.
So, perhaps you can see Miranda there.
The added thrills.
If perhaps we're now done with religious experiences, is there anything non-religious, perhaps on the more serious side, you'd like to recommend for us
well,
this week?
Well, actually, there is some talk on the quest for abundant clean energy at the Institute of Physics.
That sounds important.
Yes, it sounds important and also very interesting. It's a talk by Steve Cowley, and it's 6 p.m. and it's free. And it's at St Hugh's College on St Margaret's Road. And, if you go along there on the 4th of April, it's tonight at 6 p.m. at St Hugh's. And, you can find out whether there's a future for humanity or not.
That would be good to know.
It would be quite
maybe
nice.
Not.
Well, maybe not. And, what else have we got that isn't strictly jazz festival or Easter related?
Neither jazz nor Easter related. We've got Richard Herring at the Glee Club.
Woo!
Why not? His UK tour for 2012 is What Is Love Anyway?
And I've always wondered.
I'm sure that he's got some pretty irreverent and challenging opinions on what that is. I'm fond of Richard Herring.
Was he one half of Leon Herring? Is that who he is? I'm not well up on my comedians.
I believe so, yes.
Ah, right, okay.
yes, indeed, that's at the Glee Club on Hythe Bridge Street, and mm-hmm. he'll be performing at 6:45 on the 5th, that's Thursday.
Marvellous. And how much does it cost?
It's £15 per person.
Ah, well, that's all right.
Yeah, not too bad. I've also got for you a charity book sale.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, I thought you'd like that. that's in aid of the Stroke Association, and it's 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. on Saturday the 7th, outside the Dewdrop Inn in Summertown.
The Dewdrop Inn in Summertown. That's on the Banbury Road, isn't it? And it took me years to work out the pun in the name.
Moving on to the Jazz Festival.
Festival. Well, this is going to be quite fabulous. It is every year. And there are so many people coming to the Jazz Festival that I can't actually tell you about them all. I've got a pick. to find out more about that, you can read all about them on dailyinfo.co.uk, or of course you can go straight to oxfordjazzfestival.com as well and find the individual gigs there as well.
What are your picks for that?
Well, tonight there's Ben Cummings, the Ben Cummings Trio at Cafe Coco. It's only £3.50 at 7:30 p.m. It is reasonable, but it is going to be quite booked out. So booking is advised for that one because it's not a very big venue, and it's yes, it's quite intimate. And yeah, people. Another one that gets booked out very quickly is the Ashmolean Dining Room. Mm. The Cecilia Stalin Quartet. She's a Swedish nudez artist, mm-hmm. and yeah, she's really good. She's going to be on at the Ashmolean on Thursday the 5th, 7:30 to 9:30. That's £10, Yeah, I think that's going to be a good one. There's also Roger Beaujolais, who's one of the UK's premier vibes players. And
what's that?
The vibes is like that kind of marimba thing. So it's sort of fantastic.
Like a marimba. What's marimba?
Okay. Well, you know, kind of 60s jazz with black polo necks and dingly kind of Ilya Kuryakin sort of very kind of cool 60s kind of stuff going on. That's vibes. He's accompanied by the Spin Trio, and the standard at the Spin is always high, so that's one I definitely want to see. That's also on Thursday the 5th, and that's at the Wheat Sheaf, where the Spin is where the Spin lives, as it were.
The Spin.
Yeah, and that's 8:15 on Thursday the 5th, and it's £10 or £8 concessions or £6 for students. So again, very good price for a renowned vibes player and the Spin Trio. That should be a good one.
Gorgeous. Is that it for Thursday?
Well, there's also the Shorestone Quartet at James Street Tavern. So if you live in East Oxford and you can't be bothered to make it to the centre, that's definitely one for you. Because I don't actually know what they're like, but they say they're a contemporary jazz group with an Anglo-European twist. So I'm not quite sure what that is, but if you want to find out, go to James Street Tavern on Thursday the 5th at 9 p.m. and it's free. So good option in a lot of ways,
Lovely.
That one.
And James Street Tavern, very nice pub.
Very nice pub.
I'm fond of it.
Yeah. So on Friday the 6th, something really special, and this is the thing that I'm looking forward to most from the whole festival, is Abraham Wilson, who's a New Orleans trumpeter, it's got a great sound. It's very sweet, very, very low down, very lovely. And he's going to be at the ballroom at the Randolph. Mm. The ballroom is a good, it's got a good acoustic as well, so that should be fine. Mm. And that's 7:30 p.m. And he's on his 10-year anniversary tour and is presumably making the Oxford Jazz Festival one of his stops. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be £17.50 or £15.50, depending on whether you're a concession or not.
Mm. And, so a little bit more pricey than many, but well worth it.
Well worth it, I think. Yeah, I think he's going to be a good one. And then we've got some rather interesting things like Larkin's Jazz on Friday the 6th also, which is an all-star band exploring the connections between Philip Larkin, the poet, and jazz. Which sounds very interesting. That's at 3 p.m. £22.50 includes cream tea or £10 for non-dining. And booking is recommended. Jazz and cream tea. Yeah, anything including cream. There's also the Nick Malcolm Quartet on Saturday the 7th. They're four highly individual improvisers. That's at Copa again. And that's at 12:30. £10 or £8. So lunchtime jazz there.
Is there anything, what if you're a jazz performer yourself? Is there anything that's a little bit more interactive?
You can go to the Jam Factory and jam. Which is really, they had to do that really, didn't they? They're going to have one jam venue. And it's an open jazz jam, and it's on Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th, and 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. £5 or free if you turn up with your instrument.
Late night jamming.
Late night jazz jams. Yeah, it's a really nice thing that, isn't it? But we've also got some other interesting things. They've got Melissa James, if you sort of go more for vocals things. She's a singer who's promoting her upcoming record, Day Dawns, and she's going to be on at 1 p.m. at Copa on Friday the 6th, £10 or £8.
Have we got anything to compliment all this music?
Yeah, no, we do. We have a jazz brunch with Nick Gill at West Oxford Community Centre, which, although it is still about music and it is a musical talk, it is actually a sort of more theoretical look at it. It's on ragtime, popular and classical, and ragtime being one of the strands that formed jazz in the early part of the 20th century.
Okay.
That's at the West Oxford Community Centre on the Botley Road, and it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We don't have a price on that, but if you look at dailyinfo.co.uk, I'm sure it'll get updated at some point. And that's going to be on Saturday the 7th.
Well, good. That is a most comprehensive guide to jazz in Oxford this week. And we hope also to Easter in Oxford this week.
And we hope that everybody out there has a fantastic and chocolatey weekend.
Indeed we do.
And
lots of jazz.
Lots of jazz.
Well, I've been Susie Kogan.
And I've been Miranda Rose.